On Monday, those who loved U.S. Navy Corpsman Max Sovyak said goodbye to him at his high school stadium in Ohio. 600 kilometers away in Washington, legislators demanded to know why Sovyak and 12 other members of the U.S. military were killed during the evacuation of Afghanistan. Indeed, why the Biden administration felt now was the time to end its military presence and leave the country in the hands of the Taliban. The anger was largely driven by Republicans.
Your bizarre abandoning of Bagram Airfield led directly to 13 Marines murdered in Kabul. You should resign.
We abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. We left behind the interpreters who you, Mr. Secretary, and the President both promised to protect. I can summarize this in one word: betrayal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was the administration official summoned to be held to account. His message: President Joe Biden's hands were tied.
When President Biden took office in January, he inherited an agreement that his predecessor had reached with the Taliban to remove all remaining forces from Afghanistan by May 1st of this year.
Blinken said the administration did all it could to get U.S. citizens, permanent residents, and Afghans who had worked with the U.S. military out of the country before August 31st. He admitted no one thought Afghan troops would fold so quickly or that President Ashraf Ghani would flee. And he tried to focus on the positives. Tens of thousands evacuated as quickly as possible. International agreement: the Taliban would be punished if it harmed women and girls. Humanitarian aid increased. While Democratic legislators were largely sympathetic, there was still some skepticism.
And it seems absurd, at least in retrospect, to think that the average Afghan grunt would fight in the trenches while seeing those who were best connected desperate to flee in a matter of days.
Blinken didn't satisfy all of the representatives' complaints, and that's to be expected. Blinken also didn't give the representatives what some of them wanted to hear: a promise that the U.S. military is going back to Afghanistan to serve as a check on the Taliban's power. On one point, the secretary and the congresspeople agreed. They would make sure the more than 2,600 forces killed in Afghanistan over 20 years of war did not lose their lives in vain. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Capitol Hill.